This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The death toll from devastating floods in Europe soared to at least 126 on Friday, most in western Germany, where emergency responders are searching for missing people. Unsuspecting residents were caught completely off guard by the torrent dubbed the, quote, flood of death by Germany's top-selling Daily Bild. Streets and houses were submerged by water in some areas, while cars were left overturned on soaked streets after floodwaters passed. Hundreds are unaccounted for in Germany, while the death toll in Belgium jumped to 23. Luxembourg and the Netherlands were also hammered by heavy rains in many areas, forcing thousands to be evacuated. In Switzerland, lakes and rivers were also swelling after heavy overnight rainfall. Some parts of Western Europe received up to 2 months' worth of rainfall in 2 days on soil that was already near saturation, according to the World Meteorological Organization. The Eiffel Tower reopened on Friday after an eight-month shutdown because of the COVID-19 pandemic, its longest closure since World War II. As a countdown clock at the foot of the tower turned to zero, there were cheers and applause from visitors waiting to get in, a brass band started playing, and people started filing through the entrance. There are still concerns about the virus, so masks remain required, and each elevator car is only carrying half the normal number of visitors. And starting July 21st, visitors will need to show a French government quote-unquote health pass to demonstrate they are either vaccinated or have a recent negative test for COVID-19. The Eiffel Tower reopening on Friday after an eight-month shutdown because of the COVID-19 pandemic, its longest closure since World War II. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.